Peters reporting President Biden made some untimely verbal flubs with his political future in doubt. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Facing intense scrutiny over his advanced age and mental acuity, the president made a gaffe at the NATO summit when he introduced Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Later, at a high-stakes press conference, Mr. Biden mistakenly identified his own vice president, Kamala Harris.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president. So I think she's not qualified to be president.
The president insisted he's up to the job and is the best qualified candidate in the race. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democrat Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania is pushing back on former House Speaker Pelosi's suggestion Joe Biden should drop his bid for re-election. Bob Agnew reports.
Fetterman told CNN Pelosi herself has never run for higher office. In his words, I would say, as far as I know, she's never run for any office outside of the House, and she's never run for the president, and she's certainly never won that. Fetterman says Biden has made it clear he's decided to take his campaign all the way through the convention and into November, and that, quote, I have his back 100%. Bob Agnew reporting.
At least two people are dead in Vermont after the remnants of Hurricane Beryl brought flooding to the region. Plainfield, Vermont evacuee Hillary Conant says the damage from Beryl comes 1 year to the day that she had to flee when devastating floods swept central Vermont.
It's like the same thing is happening over again this year. Thankfully, we have a really great community of people here in the village that have stepped up to help out.
The two people died when floodwaters swept them away. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 32 points, the NASDAQ dropped 364, the S&P lower by 49. This is SRN News. An Ohio church revitalizes a baseball diamond.
Nazarene News reports that New Life Church of the Nazarene in the city of Mount Vernon, Ohio, decided to revitalize a local baseball diamond as an act of love towards the community. Located in an area known as South Vernon, Lamb Park dated back to the 1950s. The church eventually negotiated a deal with the property owners to revitalize the baseball diamond. A team of volunteers from the church put new clay on the field, repainted the dugouts, and reseeded the grass. Donations were from both the church and community leaders. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Concerned Women for America has launched the She Prays, She Votes bus tour. CWA says the bus tour is making stops in 12 key states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. CWA says it wants to motivate and activate Christians across the country. This is SRN News. A court in Russia has dismissed an appeal by the veteran human rights campaigner Oleg Orlov against his 2.5-year prison sentence.
His appeal's been turned down, and Oleg Orlov, 71 years old, will have to serve his 2.5-year sentence in a penal colony. A linchpin of the now-banned rights group Memorial, Mr. Orlov is in prison for discrediting Russia's armed forces. He'd accused Moscow of the mass killing of civilians in Ukraine and of descending into fascism. Vladimir Putin's Russia denies targeting civilians in its war on its neighbor. But testifying in court today, Oleg Orlov said he regretted nothing and wouldn't repent. On hearing the verdict, he said, "Why bother listening to them?"
BBC correspondent Charles Haviland reporting. The European Union says it's accepting Apple's pledge to open up its tap-to-play iPhone payment system to rivals. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.